roof storm damage, the hail cloud storm damage. So all of that was in there. On the roof part, they only allowed for shingles. They only allowed for shingles, keep in mind. We're 40 years old. We replaced with our storm money. They didn't allow for every single deck or balcony skirt. They allowed for some. We did every single one of them, and we put new skirts on every balcony and painted them. We pulled off every single piece of decking, a 40-year-old decking, and put new decking, upgraded underlayment and shingles, redid the new boots, new drip edges, and have not gotten to painting the fascia boards yet. They are still looking pretty shiny.
Well, you know, so wait,
hey, she gets to finish her saying.
If you'll let me finish, I know it's not just your agency. Let me I'll get to our gutters in just a second. Some of the gutters, a fair few of the gutters were included in those, but our gutters are too small actually for these buildings, to be honest with you. But there's no way to enlarge them. There is absolutely no way to enlarge them because they would be too heavy on a small. In fact, you can't have a gutter this big.
And
we have to constantly clean up and keep them moving pretty good, and the downspouts clean. Yeah. So, because we've been through this as long as I've worked here about the gutters, so we are constantly cleaning them. We take hoses and go through the downspouts, and so we do not have any control over the gutters. They only gave us money for shingles, and we were able through our contractor in buying bulk prices and his lower labor rate because he got the whole entire complex. We needed a little bit at a time, so it wasn't a big mess, and it was controlled. We replaced decking, and we also, while the lid was off of the unit, we put new insulation at the association expense through the storm claim. New insulation in the vaulted part of the ceilings that you cannot get to unless you have the decking off of the thing. So if you want more insulation in your unit, in the big part of it, in the attic part, that you can do that. I mean, that is your responsibility. You want to do it. I'd like to do it to myself because my power goes to
free. Yeah, because you have a vent. You have a turbine.
I don't have a vent or turbine. We didn't put vents or turbines back because all they did was leak. We have a flat. Well, if you're going to snarl at me, I'm not the contractor. I'm the property manager, and I get every bit of information I can to make
sure. I'm sure you did.
You could. I'm just
Angel Bernardis. Okay.
Did you get bids?
Yes, we did.
You did.
And they were wild bids. Mm-hmm. They were out of sight for just shingles. And we did get bids. And this was actually in 2017, before you did.
No, I bought it now.
Did you buy it? Leon, the last person.
Yeah,
you're right. We did not put. Because all they did was leak. We've had turbos, we've had wind, we've had electric, we've had the flat ones, we've had the ones that are straight up, and you know, every one of them that I've been involved with here have leaked. Okay, there is some, there's a lot of ventilation. If you look up in your attic, you can see daylight everywhere because the sides of the buildings, the little sides of the thing, that'd be a good place for the vent, but it's open. You can see daylight. So there is some ventilation plus the soffits. That was the original design.
I need to mention something now. We tried to put the roofs on the way they were prior to the storm. This is, I'm not an architect, but there are some faulty design issues in the way the roofs are done on here, in that ventilation into the attic spaces is very limited. We can't install soffit vents, for instance, because there's no connection between the soffit vent area and the attic in many cases. So we're limited on the amount of ventilation that we can impose on the heat load of the buildings. And I'm sorry I didn't design these things, but.
We'd rather have even thicker decking, but we can't because of the way